Sunday Meditations, December 20th, 1998.
Good morning.
The question today has to do with Jesus, since this is quickly approaching the Mass of Christ, Christ's birthday. We would like for Quo to tell us anything that you could about the work of Jesus today. How does Jesus affect our devotional lives, the seeking that is more apparent, it seems, this time of year, where the spiritual is more focused upon and the material a little less, even with the presence of Christmas. So what could Quo tell us about Jesus today and apply it to our devotional life?
We are those of the principle known to you as Akua. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, whose servants we are. As the shadows lengthen in your winter's afternoon, we extend our gratitude and our blessing to you, who sit quietly in a circle of working, humbly asking for truth, for hope, for resources and tools with which to carry on the seeking of the mystery of love and duty. We thank you and we bless you and we give thanks for you. For it is that stubborn and persistent seeker that lights the way for those who follow, that plants the seeds that others shall gather. It does not seem to each who sits in this circle that there is anything out of the ordinary in each life, and yet each has been as a beacon to others in ways that each cannot possibly know. We too hope that we may learn and grow as persistently as this group. And we hope that we may share from our experience the opinions and concepts that have been helpful to us. As always, however, we ask that each who hears these words respond only to those ideas that delight and find a home within. Any thoughts that we may offer that seem disharmonious to you, we would ask that you leave behind. But we do not wish to create problems for you. We only wish to share our thoughts and to share the energy of meditation that blesses us, as we hope our presence blesses you. You have asked this day concerning the entity known to you as Jesus of Nazareth. What he is doing now. And what this entity may continue to symbolize and suggest to those who seek the truth? At this level of contact, that is the light trance of what this instrument calls conscious channeling, we do not wish to attempt to indicate, using this instrument, precisely what planetary sphere or what precise work this particular entity is now doing. We would, however, express our feeling that this entity was one of a social memory complex that was at a stage of graduation to fifth density. This entity and the social memory complex of which it was a part had in common a full consciousness of love and compassion. The love that creates, the love that destroys, the love that transforms, the love that is all there is. This love was not informed, balanced with wisdom. The state of love of this social memory complex, thusly, was, if not absolutely perfect, at a very high level of near perfection. And as such, this group was exquisitely poised at the appropriate nexus when the opportunity came for incarnation using Christ consciousness within the earth plane in third density. This social memory complex is now, and has been for some of your time, studying the ways of wisdom and progressing in fifth density. However, the state of consciousness of Jesus the Christ and of that social memory complex is alive and well within your inner planes, where many teachers who have experienced this state of consciousness await the work of what this instrument would call the Holy Spirit. Thusly, the earth plane has never been without Christ. Nor shall it ever be without Christ. For as the Christ came into incarnation, it was perhaps in some part a personality, but so filled with the Holy Spirit, the identity of self with what the one known as Jesus called the Father, that there was not sufficient personality clinging to this Christ of being to retain a personality shell after the departure of this entity from the inner planes of your earth. Thusly, without taking anything away from the accomplishment of the individual who carried Christ's consciousness in the earth plane, we may say that that energy that you know of as Jesus is not owned by an individual, nor was it owned by an individual even while that individual was in incarnation. Rather, the one known as Jesus always and persistently stated, "When you hear me, you do not hear me, but my Father." This entity found itself completely lost to its earthly personality, experiencing the glory of oneness with the Creator, with the creation of nature and the world around it, and with each and every seemingly imperfect human being that presented itself to this entity. This Christed quality of love is so much a redeemer and a savior of third density awareness and of fourth density work, that we find it extremely easy to state that Jesus is Lord, as this instrument requires us to do before we may speak. We are not at that time celebrating the individual, but stating the Lordship that this individual carried as its identity, eschewing and foregoing the normal ramifications of the ego-driven personality. Perhaps you may see, then, that each of you has the potential to begin to learn how to carry the consciousness of Christ within the self. For you see, as you consider yourself, it is crucial what angle you view the self from. In the eyes of your culture, you are taught to view the self within the nexus of this social arrangement that enables society to live peaceably together. The self then is seen as a personality with characteristics of a personality, with a certain kind of mental ability, with certain culturally conditioned and educated biases, with certain physical work that is done, with hobbies and interests, and the whole gamut of human identity. However, each who has awakened spiritually knows well that that is only the surface of self, that all of society and its biases, that all of the social arrangements, economic plans, and schemes for attaining and maintaining comfort and health and happiness do not identify the self or exhaust its beingness. As spiritual seekers move more and more into consideration of the self as a spiritual being, there grows an awareness that the self within is not even a person, that the personality is truly a shell, but that what it holds is infinite. There is no bottom to the roots of consciousness. The roots move into infinity. There is no limitation upon the self, the I, that lives within. And that is one key which the one known as Jesus of Nazareth offers, that redefinition of self. That movement from the I of the personality to the I of, when you hear me speak, you hear not me, but the Father who sent me. For each of us was sent into this illusion. Each of us indeed has sent itself into the illusion to serve as the lighthouse or the source of light moving into the earth plane. It is not that the I of self has the fuel to burn an infinite light, eternal. Rather, the spiritually awakened self becomes more and more aware that the I that is truly the self is simply moving through the vehicle of personality in infinite energy. What the I of personality may do to express the true I-ness of the Creator within is to allow and bless the energy that moves through the being. For each of you is as a receiver and a sender of energy. Each of you receives infinite light and love in a steady and continual basis, both from the earth energy itself moving up through the vehicle and from those sources of inspiration which each of you calls to herself from time to time, that move down into the self from above. All of this energy can be held, or it can be allowed to flow. And each serves by allowing that energy to flow through with as little distortion as possible. And not simply allowing it, but blessing it on its way. Each has outer gifts and these gifts are there for each to share. However, the one known as Jesus is that perfect example of one who laid all gifts before the Creator and simply said, "What is your will for me?" At this time where the world experiences the shortest of days and the longest of nights, at your Christmastide, your light festival, know that the baby that lies within the manger in the story in your Bible is alive and lying in the manger of your heart. Know that that consciousness of Christ, that the one known as Jesus carried, is carried by others as well. That there are always Christs within your inner plane, those who dwell in that state of consciousness which is so fruitful and helpful for those within the earth plane. But know most of all that the Savior and Redeemer of the world lies within the single unified heart for each of you has in perfect accomplishment. The awareness and the ability to be Christed. And as destiny rolls, each of you shall be given your times to express perfect love. This instrument asks us mentally, and we repeat it that we may answer it for each of you. How can you say that Jesus is Lord if you say that Jesus can be replaced with another of the same consciousness? And we say to you, that it is our experience that selfhood is far less personal than it seems within third density. It is a matter of breadth of experience, of seeing into the illusion which within your incarnational experiences is such a perfect and complete illusion. Jesus indeed is Lord. Christ indeed is the highest, the most pure and perfect love. That love that destroys only to transform, that kills only to raise and move onward. Wherever we see the Christ within incarnation, that consciousness held by that entity is Lord. One recognizes it as one would recognize an oak tree or a brand of food in your marketplace. It is distinctive. It is perfect of its own kind. And it is a deeply impersonal, infinite, true consciousness. A metaphysical location of quality and essence that transcends personality and re-identifies the individual as love. This state of consciousness lies within your awareness, even in incarnation, in potentiation. And the thirst for that state of consciousness draws you onward. May we say to you, value and treasure that thirst, and follow it faithfully. For it is a true thirst. A thirst that will still be there 100 millennia from now, only more intense, more single-minded, because you will have found out more, experienced more, been more within the changing and shifting illusions of space-time. We do not want to turn our backs upon history. We are aware that it is important to this instrument and to others. Whether the one known as Jesus the Christ was an historical figure. Indeed, this entity did exist and did express as Christ. There have been others who expressed this consciousness within your earth plane, but certainly none less distorted in expression of this gift than the one known as Jesus. We see and believe in the Christ in each of you and in ourselves. Indeed, we have been at that state of consciousness and have shared in expressing Christhood in our service, as you shall do in your turn. Beyond all considerations of time and place and history, however, there lies a level of truth that goes quite beyond the personal and moves into essences and qualities of consciousness that open doors within the deep mind and create the possibility for further spiritual evolution. We wish you light and love upon that journey that each of you takes, as each pursues the questions of identity and ambition. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my service? Whither do I go? These are the questions that stir life and aid in acceleration of evolution. Move ever deeper into questions of who you really are, what service you truly came to offer. Know that these potentials for transformation and evolution are real. And know that we do not find any consideration more interesting than the pursuit of self into the deeper mind and beyond the local personality shell with which you have equipped yourselves in order to experience this illusion. Know that you are redeemed, loved, cherished, and treasured by the Christ that was Jesus, by Christ consciousness wherever it is, and by us. Know that you are part of a great self. And that as you pursue your selfhood, you also pursue the selfhood of the creation and the Creator. We would finish this transmission through the instrument known as Jim. We thank this instrument and would leave it in love and in light. We are those of the principle known to you as the Cool.
I am called, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It has been our great privilege to speak upon this topic this day, and we would offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us at this time. Is there another query at this time?
Are you suggesting that each of us personally will at some point be given the opportunity to incarnate as a Christ?
I am called and am aware of your query, my sister. Though this possibility is also a one which is viable, the more likely opportunity is that of moving as does the Christ move within your own incarnation. For at some point in your experience of the third density illusion, there is the illumination of the mind-body-spirit complex through its own efforts that is signified by the moving into the, shall we say, office of the Christ. The position of the entity which is fully enlightened as to the third density experience. Is there a further query, my sister?
Not just now, thank you. I'll think about that.
I am Qual. We thank you once again. Is there another query at this time?
Are you able to know what Paul's intention was before he entered incarnation in the lifetime shortly following Jesus' death?
I am called. And though we believe we grasp your query, my sister, we are unable to respond to it in the manner in which you had hoped due to our inability to utilize this instrument or this contact in the level of a trance, as you would call it, that would be necessary to retrieve this information. Thus, we are unable to respond in a manner other than suggesting that each entity incarnates with the desire to be of service and to utilize the life experience as a means of glorifying the One Creator. Is there any further query, my sister?
No, thanks.
I'm Qual, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yeah. I was thinking about Christ consciousness, and immediately I thought about a guy that I read about probably 10 or 15 years ago. There was a horrible airplane crashed into a bridge from Washington, D.C. into suburban Virginia, I think, and cars went off the freeway there, and the mass transit was wrecked. There were quite a few people in the water, and it was very, very cold. And this one man stopped his car and dove into the water to try to save some of the people that were in the water, and he got five people safely onto a helicopter. But when the helicopter came back for him, he had drowned. I thought at the time that it was a very Christ-like impulse. And I know that there are many examples people jumping in front of the person they love and taking a bullet or some kind of sword or some killing mortal blow. Are they expressing, are they moving into Christ as they do this? Is there any kind of intention involved, or is it simply a state of mind that is Christhood?
I am Paul, and am aware of your query, my sister. As you have described, there are a variety of ways in which an entity may move into a situation of the Christ, that is, the one who would give his or her life for another. Your illusion provides numerous ways in which this may be done, either as a product of an attitude, as you have surmised, or as a product of the opportunity of being presented in an instant and accepted in an instant. In either case, there is the, shall we say, previous decision made by the entity previous to incarnation, perhaps in agreement with the higher self, so that this entity shall be given the opportunity to prove its mettle, is the phrase we give this instrument, to be put to the test, so that what has been learned previously, as you would measure the experience of time, can be offered as the foundation upon which shall be built the Christed consciousness. That is the culmination of the experience in this third density illusion. In many instances, the entity itself is not consciously aware that this is the process in which it partakes. But this also is a part of the nature of the third density illusion, in that there is a great deal more beneath the surface of events, as you would say, than appears at first glance. For each entity and each entity's experience is layered with vibrations of experience or meaning, each which is able to add to the total experience, so that an entity may become a participant in the event which you describe, and be moving into that position of the Christ in consciousness by the actions in which its own life is offered in favor of others. When the entity passes through those doors that you have described as larger life or death, the entity then has the remembrance of that which it was to attempt returned to it, and is at that moment illuminated in the manner in which the consciousness is placed in the Christed being, shall we say. Is there a further query?
No, thank you, Cole. That's it for me. Thank you very much.
I am Cole. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
No, thank you.
I am Cole. And we are very honored to have been asked to join your circle. I am Kwok, and again, with this instrument. We would again suggest that it is well for those present and those who will hear our words to take only those which ring of truth to you, leaving behind all others. We offer our opinions and thoughts to you as freely as is given the breath of life, the energy of the one creator, the light of the sun. As a blessing, we are hopeful that each will find some value therein. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kwa. Adene, my friends. Adene.
Scott and Ethel, Judy, Ophelia, Spider Rainbow, Walter, the Bean family, the Kirtley family, the Flaherty family, Sven and Milani, Barbara Bruce, Barbara Bodsky, Kupak, Romy while he's traveling, Arthur, the cause of peace on planet Earth. Other requests?
Carmen, Gabriel and Elizabeth, Jessica.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people.